I guess the most terrifying moment of my life is this one. But besides that, I have a short story. Hopefully you'll find it sort of funny, but it also plays to one of my larger phobias, which are critters with long legs, particularly spiders, but anything else that remotely looks like a spider really freaks me out. So when I was younger, I used to go to this summer program that was at a college campus, and then when I was in college, I ended up working for this same program. I actually work for them full-time now, also shall not be named. But my very first summer working for them, I was an RA. It's kind of like a camp counselor. We worked really long hours. We had to get up early. We worked with middle school-aged kids, so we were constantly supervising them. And on weekends, breakfast was a little later, so the RAs, we got to sleep in a little bit, and it was awesome. So we didn't have to get up at 7 in the morning and make sure everyone was showered and going off to class. We could sleep in a little bit. They could sleep in. Breakfast was optional. So it's about, 8 a.m. on a Saturday morning, still super early. I mean, I'm 19 years old. I don't want to wake up early. And all of a sudden, I hear from the room next to me, "Jen! Jen, we need you! Jen, there's a scorpion in our room!" By the way, I forget to mention, this is in Pennsylvania. We're not in Arizona. We're in Pennsylvania. So I'm awake now, and I'm like, "Oh, great. It's 8 in the morning, and I'm responsible for these girls. I've got to go take care of them." I'm like, "But wait a minute. There's a scorpion in their room. That, A, can't be real. And if it's real, then this is actually a pretty big deal. I wonder what the protocol is for this. This is my first real job." So I quickly, put on my glasses, make sure I'm, decent to go talk to these two 12-year-old girls in the room next to me, and I walk in, I said, "There's a scorpion in here?" And they're like, "Yes, yes, it's up there, look." So they point at the ceiling, and I look up, and it was the largest house centipede I have ever seen in my life. And so to me, this is just as bad. In fact, this might be worse, because I don't know what I'm going to do with this thing. I mean, it was like, with the long legs, and they're fast, and so it's on the ceiling. I can't reach it. Even if I stand on one of their little, rickety dorm beds, I'm still a couple feet away. So I said, "Well, it's not a scorpion, good news, but I can't do anything about this. So we're going to call the RA from upstairs." So I get out my Nokia phone, pull out the antenna, call up Kevin upstairs, and I say, "Kevin, I need you to come downstairs. There's a scorpion in my girl's room." And he says, "I can't believe you woke me up for this." I said, "Well, you should be up anyway, because I'm sure your kids are up. But whatever, come on down." So he comes down with a magazine, and I point out, and he's like, "Clearly it's not a scorpion." And so he is much taller than I am. He gets up on the bed. He's got the magazine rolled up, and he's winding up to kill this centipede. And one of the girls goes, "No, don't kill it." And he's like, "What do you want me to do with it?" She's like, "We want to save it, and we want to rescue it and take it outside." So now poor Kevin has to find a container, a vessel, to carry this ginormous centipede outside. So we found this sort of Tupperware thing, and I was waiting, good 20, 30 yards away to make sure everything was okay, but I didn't want to be anywhere near this. And he and the two girls walked outside and let this centipede out next to a tree, and as far as I know, it never made its way back into the building, but luckily we never saw it again. So, thanks.